know what nobody tells you about burnout? It doesn't always show up as exhaustion. Sometimes it shows up as excellence, but with a hidden cost. You're performing, you're delivering, you're even winning, on paper that is. But inside, there is a quiet collapse. And no one, absolutely no one, claps for that. If you're a founder, a leader, a high performer, the danger is you get rewarded for ignoring the signs, for pushing through, for treating your body and your mind like they are dispensable. Welcome to this episode of Early Leadership, where today we're talking about a word that sometimes feels like a swear word to some, yet its impact is profound. And that word is rest. Now, I'm not talking about the lazy kind. I'm not talking about the collapse after burnout kind, but the strategic, intentional, identity-defining kind of rest. There was a period where, in my life, everything for life was falling apart. Clients were vanishing, cash flow was tightening, sleep became optional, and I did what most leaders do when things fall apart. I doubled down. I worked longer hours. I said yes to more. I ignored the tiredness because I believed, and I truly believed, that more effort would turn it all around. Because that's what we're taught, right? Just outwork it. Sacrifice now so you can rest later. But here's what I learned the hard way. When you're producing from a place of depletion, you're not creating your best. You are recycling what's left of you, and it's not sustainable. Not emotionally, not mentally, not creatively. It's like I'm saying the word properly. Creatively. That's what I'm trying to say. See, I can't speak properly. Let me talk science for a second, because you know I like to bake what I'm talking about in science and facts. When your brain is at rest, not scrolling, not reacting, not problem solving, it activates the default mode network. That's the part of your brain responsible for long-term decision-making, emotional regulation, big picture thinking, creative insight. That means the clarity that you're chasing through action, it only arrives in stillness. You know this feeling already. You have just never named it. You might be in the shower, for example, not thinking about anything in particular, when suddenly the solution to that client problem hits you. Or you're walking your dog. Your phone is tucked away and you finally see the real reason your team dynamics aren't working. That's your default mode network doing what it does best. Connecting the dots your conscious mind was too busy to see. The problem is, we've trained ourselves to fill every quiet moment with stimulation. Immediately reaching for our phone when we are waiting. We're turning on music or the TV the second we're alone. We are checking notifications constantly the moment they pop up. We're accidentally blocking our own breakthrough moments just based on the habits that we have in our lives. I am guilty of this, and you for sure are also guilty of this. And that's why some of the most strategic people in the world protect their pause like it's a business asset. Take Bill Gates. Once a year, he vanishes for what he calls Think Week. No distractions, just reading, reflection, and stillness. And many of his most powerful decisions emerged, not in the boardroom, but in silence. Tricia Hersey, who was the founder of the Knapp Ministry, my wife really loves her, built a global movement on the radical idea that rest is a form of resistance, especially for people whose existence has been tied to performance. Black women in particular. She reminds us that we are not machines. We don't have to earn our rest. We are worthy of rest simply because we exist. It's such a confronting idea, I know. I have had this conversation with many, many, many clients in the past, because for so many of us, especially the founders, rest feels like the enemy of progress. You stopping feels so wrong because you've got so much you need to do. You've got so much you need to achieve. You're thinking, if I slow down, the business will collapse. If I stop, I'll fall behind. If I rest, I'm weak. But the truth is, without rest, you're not leading, you're leaking. I'm going to say that again. Without rest, you're not leading, you're leaking. I was working with a founder recently who built a multi-billion pound business in under 4 years. On the outside, she was thriving. But behind the scenes, she hadn't taken a full weekend off in about 14 months. When she finally paused for just 48 hours, and trust me, that was hard to get her to do, something shifted. She cried, she journaled, she heard herself think again. From that silence came a decision to pivot her business model, a renewed connection with her husband, a fresh brand new narrative that landed in her mind that then helped her to secure a new round of funding. It wasn't about the fact that she hustled harder. It was simply about the fact she rested, but with intention. Stillness doesn't slow momentum. It reveals where to apply that momentum. So here is what I want to say to you, especially if you're a founder, C-suite exec, a parent, or someone carrying the weight of multiple worlds. Rest is not what you do once everything is done. Rest is the reason anything gets done well. It's the strategic advantage that no one talks about. When you model rest, you give your team permission to do the same. You normalize boundaries. You elevate culture. You stop feeding burnout as a badge of honor. Great leaders don't just model excellence. They model sustainability. Because what good is building something big if you're too exhausted to enjoy it? So you've been waiting for a sign? This is it right here. Close that tab. Boop. Put the phone down. Step away from your to-do list. Rest doesn't mean you're falling behind. Rest means you're catching up with yourself. Now, you all know I'm a Christian, so this example is not going to be a surprise, but when God made the heaven and the earth, when he made human beings, he rested on the seventh day. He rested so he could enjoy the labor of his hands. That's the model that I lean into. If right from the start of creation, rest has been modeled, what makes you so special? What makes you so different that you can't do exactly the same? That's what I'm going to be doing. You all know me that for the last couple of years, I've tried to take at least a month off every single year. Hasn't always worked out, but this year, it's exactly what I'm doing. Starting today, I'm taking a break from the podcast just for a couple of weeks. I'm stepping away just to be with my family, spend time with my friends, to quiet, to think, to just be. Not because I don't have more to say, but because I want to lead from a full place, not a frantic one. This year has been a very, very interesting year. And I recognize that I need to just really, really slow down. So this is not a goodbye, it's just a pause. So I can return better, deeper, and clearer. And maybe, just maybe, you need to do the same. I'll see you soon, and as always, keep on leading from the inside out, not the outside in.